Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 6th of January, the sixth day of 2025. We have the enormous allotment of 359 days in which to complete our journey to 2026. Today is Epiphany, also known as Three Kings Day, Little Christmas, and the 12th day of Christmas, the last owing to the transition several hundred years ago from the Julian, or old-style calendar, to the Gregorian, or new-style calendar. For Western Christians, Epiphany is celebrated as a major feast that commemorates the coming of the Magi, and for Eastern Orthodox Christians, Jesus' birth, baptism by John, and the first miracle. And so we imagine not only the first miracle of the year, but the subsequent series of miracles awaiting us day by day over the many months to come. A variation of the 10,000 things the sage Lao Tzu speaks of in the Tao Te Ching. They may be items on our wish list, of which our astrologer muses we may be exceptionally lucky to expand our wish list to include a bigger fantasy about the future than may seem reasonable. Since someone has to have incredible luck, why not us? Completing an item constitutes a fact, and birthday boy Carl Sandburg has this to say in his poem, Accomplished Facts. Every year, Emily Dickinson sent one friend the first arbutus bud in her garden. In a last will and testament, Andrew Jackson remembered a friend with the gift of George Washington's pocket spyglass. Napoleon, too, in a last testament, mentioned a silver watch taken from the bedroom of Frederick the Great and passed along this trophy to a particular friend. O. Henry took a blood carnation from his coat lapel and handed it to a country girl, starting work in a bean bazaar, and scribbled, "Peach blossoms may or may not stay pink in city dust." So it goes. Some things we buy, some not. Tom Jefferson was proud of his radishes, and Abe Lincoln blackened his own boots, and Bismarck called Berlin a wilderness of brick and newspapers. So it goes. There are accomplished facts. Ride, ride, ride on in the great new blimps. Cross unheard-of oceans. Circle the planet. When you come back, we may sit by five hollyhocks. We might listen to boys fighting for marbles. The grasshopper will look good to us. So it goes. Heavenward, we have January's first quarter moon this afternoon around sunset, and tomorrow our moon will be at perigee, its closest point in its elliptical orbit around Earth. Watch, too, for the play of planets in the southwestern evening sky as Saturn and Venus appear close together, and in the northeastern sky as Jupiter and the red planet Mars appear to approach one another. Thursday evening in the eastern sky, our waxing gibbous moon will dance with the Pleiades star cluster, the orange star Aldebaran, and the planet Jupiter. Today in 1017, Canute the Great was crowned King of England by Liffing, the Archbishop of Canterbury. Today in 1540, Henry VIII of England married his fourth wife, Anne of Cleves. Today in 1759, future first president of the United States, George Washington, married Martha Danbridge. Today in 1832, the New England Anti-Slavery Society first organized in Boston. Today in 1838, Samuel Morse and Alfred Vail first demonstrated their telegraph machine in New Jersey. Today in 1907, Maria Montessori opened her first Montessori school in Rome. Today in 1921, Mother Teresa arrived in Calcutta to begin her work among India's poorest. Today in 1941, U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt, in his State of the Union address, articulated his four freedoms: the freedom of speech and expression, the freedom of worship, the freedom from want, and the freedom from fear. Today in 1957, Elvis Presley made his seventh and final appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show. Today in 1958, E.E. Cummings was awarded the Bollingen Prize for Poetry. Today in 1968, the Beatles album Magical Mystery Tour went number one and stayed there for 8 weeks. And today in 2021, more than 2,000 rioters stormed the doors of the U.S. Capitol building in Washington, D.C., hoping to interrupt the peaceful transfer of power from President Donald Trump to his successor, Joseph Biden. The deaths, property damage, and vicious rampage that ensued were witnessed on live television. Today in 1878, in Galesburg, Illinois, Swedes Clara Matilda and August Sandberg welcomed their new son Carl into the world. Restless and adventurous in this poor family, Carl, by age 13, had begun working a variety of odd jobs before serving in the 6th Illinois Infantry in Puerto Rico during the Spanish-American War. After returning to his hometown to study at Lombard College, now Knox College, Sandberg moved first to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to work as a labor organizer, and then to Chicago, Illinois, to write for the Chicago Daily News. While there, he also started writing poetry, the first of which was published by Harriet Monroe in Poetry Magazine. In 1918, he received the Pulitzer Prize for his collection Cornhuskers. Another Pulitzer Prize was achieved for the biography Abraham Lincoln, The War Years, and a third for his 1950 Complete Poems. Biographer Ed Morrow notes that Sandberg was both a kindly and an acute man. He kept a flock of goats and on one cold night brought them into his house to stay warm, then soothed them by playing his guitar. On another occasion, a playwright sought out Sandberg's opinion of a recent play. Sandberg obligingly attended a rehearsal, but fell asleep halfway through. Afterwards, the playwright angrily snapped, "Don't you know how much I want your opinion?" And Sandberg answered, "Sleep is an opinion." Today is also the birthday in 1367 of England's King Richard II and 1580 of English explorer and leader of the Virginia colony John Smith and 1878 of American poet Carl Sandburg and 1880 of American actor Tom Mix and 1883 of Lebanese American poet Khalil Gibran and 1884 of the first black American music label owner Harry Pace and 1912 of American comedian Danny Thomas and 1913 of American actress Loretta Young, in 1915 of British-American philosopher Alan Watts and of American politician and civil rights champion Don Edwards, in 1924 of American bluegrass banjo player Earl Scruggs, in 1925 of American automaker John DeLorean, in 1931 of American writer E.L. Doctorow, in 1934 of English actress Sylvia Sims, in 1935 of American doo-wop singer Paul Wilson, in 1937 of American R&B singer-songwriter Doris Troy, in 1946 of British guitarist and singer-songwriter Syd Barrett, in 1947 of English singer-songwriter Sandy Denny, in 1951 of American musician Kim Wilson, in 1953 of Scottish guitarist Malcolm Young, in 1954 of English director Anthony Minghella, in 1955 of English comedian and actor Rowan Atkinson, and of American actress Sandra Bernhardt. In 1959, of American vocalist Kathy Sledge, in 1964, of English musician Mark O'Toole, in 1982, of English actor Eddie Redmayne, and in 1984, of American actress and comedian Kate McKinnon. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise. Here's to the third week of winter and to the second week of 2025. Happy New Year, everyone.